Good morning. This is Ryan File from the Mail Tribune, and you're listening to the First Thing podcast. If this is your first time here, I'm here most weekdays running down our day's top stories. There are plenty of ways to tune in on our site, mailtribune.com, or on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher. Here are your stories for Friday, March 30th, 2018. First up, a 41-year-old man was wounded by a Medford police officer Thursday afternoon in the 1000 block of Garfield Street after the man reportedly fired on police. The man was identified as William Allen Shelton, Jr. Police had responded to the area of Garfield and Peach Streets at about 1:15 p.m. after a resident reported being menaced by Shelton with a firearm at the address. Multiple children were inside the residence, the caller said. When police tried to contact Shelton, he was, quote, hostile and noncompliant, Medford police said. Shelton barricaded himself inside a residence off Garfield Street while armed with a rifle, Medford Police Chief Randy Sparacino said during a press conference. Medford police, including several officers, detectives, and SWAT, attempted to negotiate with Shelton. He allegedly fired a shot from the house at about 2:09 p.m., then came outside armed with the rifle and fired additional shots. An officer fired a single shot and hit Shelton in the, quote, upper chest area. Quote, Shelton re-entered the apartment and he subsequently surrendered to officers on the scene, Sparacino said. All occupants were found to be unharmed and no officers were injured. Police rendered first aid and medical personnel transported Shelton to Asante Rogue Regional Medical Center. His condition is not known, but police consider his injuries non-life-threatening. Once he is cleared medically, he will be lodged at the Jackson County Jail. The Jackson County Major Assault and Death Investigation Unit will continue the investigation, with Oregon State Police acting as the lead agency. The officer who fired the shot and another who was present during the incident have been placed on administrative leave, which is protocol in officer-involved shootings. What prompted the incident is still under investigation. And next up, a husky-looking cougar was caught Sunday morning on a 14-second video, slinking in full view through a backyard across the street from the Oregon Cabaret Theater on Hargadine Street in Ashland. The animal did no harm to humans or pets, but it did create some viral chat on social media. In the video, posted by Mia Gaskin, the creature cautiously emerges from bushes and keeps its gaze fixed on the person aiming an iPhone through a window. The couple who shot the video were visiting from California and returned home, and her husband, Ben Gaskin, owner of the property on which the cougar strolled. The video had gained 149,000 views on Facebook as of Thursday evening. Gaskin declined comment, except to say he believes a cougar earlier killed a deer in the front yard, and he's heard of several deer carcasses around town in recent weeks. And that's it for today. Be sure to check out full versions of these stories at our website, mailtribune.com. And if you want to stay connected to us throughout the day, follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Have a great weekend and a great Easter.